We bring in former UALR head men's golf coach Wynn Norwood. Coach, congratulations on being inducted into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much, Trey. It's quite an honor, and I'm very humbled by it, I assure you.
And you have already been inducted into the Arkansas State Golf Hall of Fame, a longtime member of the Arkansas State Golf Association Board. What does it mean to you to be going into the Sports Hall of Fame of the state of Arkansas?
Well, Trey, if you're anybody that grew up in Arkansas and you quickly realize that the pinnacle of any honor in this state is the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. And it's beyond words for me, it really is. I'm very, very pleased, very happy, and quite honored.
Coach, you know, working at UALR and having your players come in, what goes into your recruiting process? And we've talked earlier about basketball scholarships, football scholarships. How many do you get? And talk a little bit about that process.
Coaching at the Division I level in NCAA golf, you get 4.5 scholarships. And it's kind of a low number, seeing that you have to play 5 players each and every time.
Right.
I always had an approach that, number one, we were always going to go after Arkansas kids first. And being a state that doesn't produce mass numbers of Division I athletes, no matter what the sport is, just because of our numbers more than anything, it always left us a little bit short. We couldn't fill all of our spots with Division I Arkansas athletes. So our next step, we usually went international because it was less expensive, believe it or not, to recruit that way. And I had established a good relationship internationally with a lot of people a lot when I played golf competitively around the country and around the world as an amateur.
Coach, talk about the fact that not only are you a golfer going in, but also Stacey Lewis, who is a star in her own right on the LPGA Tour, is also going in for her accomplishments on the golf course this year.
Well, Trey and Matt, when it comes to golfing ability, you're talking about two different levels now. You're talking about Stacey Lewis is phenomenal. She's the best woman player in the world right now. That's how good Stacey Lewis is. And I'm going in I really don't know sometimes what I'm going in for. But she's phenomenal, and it's quite an honor to go in with someone of that ability. I mean, she is. She's the best woman player in the world right now.
The induction banquet will be on Friday, March the 8th. It'll start at 6 o'clock. It'll be at Verizon Arena. Tickets are $100. They may be obtained by calling Katherine Johnson at 501-821-1021. And, Coach, I know that you will have quite a following there on Friday, March the 8th.
Well, I've paid for all of my kids and grandkids, everybody to come. Yes, I'm going to have a great number of people there. That thank God I've got so many great friends, and I'm so fortunate that I'm beyond words. It is. I'm very fortunate, gentlemen. I really am.
Coach, we've been talking about this a little bit today. They talked a little bit about some of the older style clubs like the Persimmon Club and stuff, and we'll get to that. But I wanted to ask you about the anchored putter, and is that allowed in college golf or whenever they're going to – what's the rules, 2014 or something? What's the difference there, and do you see it being that much of an advantage?
Matt, I never could anchor it and do any good with it, but I do see it as an advantage. I do. It supposedly, the theory is that it takes a little bit of the swing out of golf, and golf is about swinging a club and striking a golf ball and putting it in a little 4.25-inch hole, and that's what it's about. And the research has proven that this has taken somewhat of the swing out when you're allowed to anchor the club next to your body. I think the one thing that the USGA has to be very careful about is that they don't take the fun out of the game for all of those that are not playing professionals. It's, you know, a lot of people, the longevity of their game was extended because they could anchor that putter. Lord knows, I fought a putter for many years, and finally I switched to left-handed. I putt left-handed now. So, you know, you get to a point, you just try anything with that putting. It'll drive you right out of the game if you're not careful. But that's the thing. I think that they're trying to make it still the original. There is a swing involved in the game of golf, and they feel like anchoring the putter through the body takes swing out.
Coach, speaking of the USGA, the fact that they are going to do away with the U.S. Amateur Public Links for men and women after 2014, but they're going to start a U.S. Amateur four ball for men and women. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there again, you know, I don't want to contradict the USGA. They do more studies on this than I ever thought about doing. But I believe one of the problems that we are seeing in golf on the amateur level is we don't see as much public golf as we used to. And so I hate to see that taken away. Although it was kind of a gray area there, there were a lot of college players that, you know, kind of grew up in country clubs once they got out from under their parents' wing, but they're still in college, and they were in that gray area that they were letting them play in Publinks tournaments. And so that pushed them a little bit too far, and the USGA said, well, maybe this is not as what it used to be, and let's go a different route. And that's my opinion.
And I've heard Phil Mickelson and some of the professionals talk about some of the courses being that difficult. Like, and that's funny that you mentioned that. What are they doing that makes it more difficult for the amateurs? And how is the right way, I guess, to go about it? Because I know you can play from the tips, the blues, the whites, whatever. But what are some of the things that they are doing?
Well, it's modern day architecture. Number one. There's more money spent, number two, and what they're doing is basically when courses were built 100 years ago, they took the lay of the land. They didn't move a lot of dirt around. They didn't build lakes. They didn't do all this. Nowadays, it seems like every architect wants to outdo the next one, and they do a lot of earth moving. They do a lot of shifting, and they make the greens more difficult, more undulations, and the game's just, it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard game now to play real well.
Coach Wynn Norwood joins us. He will be going into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame on Friday, March the 8th. He joins us here on Overtime. Coach, you were very instrumental in bringing the Southern Amateur to Chenal Country Club last summer. The Western Amateur is going to be at the Aleutian Club this summer. For the listener out there, explain the difference in the two tournaments.
Well, they're two of the top amateur tournaments in the world, not the country, the world. They're both ranked in the top five in the world as far as amateur tournaments, and they're ranked there because of their strength of field. You've got the world's best amateur players coming from all over the world to play in these events. They're two different tournaments in the way they're structured. The Southern Amateur is a pure stroke play event. You play 4 days. It's exactly played just like a professional tournament. Stroke play for 2 days. They make a cut, and then two more days of stroke play. The Western Amateur is different. You start out in a stroke play format. They cut the field, then they cut the field again. Then they get the match play down to 16 players, and then those 16 players play head-to-head against each other. So it's a longer event. It'll go, I think, a couple more days. And they might have stretched it out one more day because of the heat down here. They're bringing it down south. And normally it's played either in the Chicago area or around used to be Point of Woods, Michigan. It's where they played it for many years. But it's a great, great, great event, just like the Southern. And I encourage everybody that has the opportunity to get out, go to the Ocean Club, and watch these. You're looking at the future of golf. They're the greatest players, amateur players in the world right now. They were here last year, and they'll be back next year, or this year.
Coach, we got one call from Cabot, someone that I know very well, wants to congratulate you. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, it's Mitch.
Well, hey, Mitch, how are you?
I'm doing real good. I just heard you on the radio, and can't think of a better guy that could get this honor. I'm very proud to say I played some golf for you, and you helped me out in some areas on the golf course and a lot more off the golf course. So can't tell you how tickled I am for you. It's a great honor, and I certainly agree with their decision to put you in. So I sure appreciate everything, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. That means a lot coming from you, Mitch. You're a fine young man, and I really appreciate that I had the opportunity to coach you.
Thank you, Mitch. And Coach Norwood, we appreciate you joining us, and congratulations again on going in to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much, Trey. You and Matt both do a wonderful job. I enjoy listening to
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Coach,
Thank you,
and congrats.
Coach. Now you can go back and hit some more golf balls.
I've got to get a letter of recommendation out for one of my former players.